Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Jennifer Aniston has finally joined Instagram and literally broke it with her first post, which was a reunion picture with all of her friends.
Oh, that's me, isn't it?
Yep. The whole cast of the hit 90s sitcom Friends, we're talking Joey, Chandler, Ross, Phoebe and Monica, was Aniston's first ever post. It was a really cute snap with the caption, "And now we're Instagram friends too. Hi, Instagram." Within hours, fans were freaking out because they couldn't follow her on Insta. Yep, the sheer majority of people rushing to follow Jen Ann broke her Instagram. It's now back up and running and she already has 3.2 million followers. Make that 3.2 million. And one.
Perth musical theatre actress and judge on The Masked Singer, Lucy Durack, gave birth to a healthy baby boy yesterday, Theodore Lindsay. Durack shared a cute snap to Insta of little Theodore saying, "We are so proud and in love."
Holy Hollywood remake, Batman. That's what? You again. DC comic fans are getting another version of the Caped Crusader, this time from director Matt Reeves. Now, we already know that Robert Pattinson from Twilight is locked in to play Batman. It's now been revealed Zoe Kravitz has been cast as Catwoman, being the fifth actress to portray the feline cat burglar. No more details about the Batman have been released, but we do know it's expected to swoop into theatres June 25th, 2021.
Speaking of all things Batverse, apparently Jared Leto was super upset that he was overlooked to portray the Joker again in the standalone origin movie, as was originally discussed when he starred in the Suicide Squad. Instead, Joaquin Phoenix was given the bat call and is tipped to take out an Oscar for Best Actor.
That's gotta hurt. And Rolling Stone reports that a 40th anniversary doco on the 1980 hit comedy 9 to 5 is being planned for a 2020 release, which will feature original interviews with the movie stars Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton.
Well, I mean, I got some flack working with Jane, being such a radical gal. It was the feminist movement and a lot of people had an attitude about that. You never know what's going to be hit, and the fact that it was almost like a protest movie of a sort, but it did touch a nerve. It did resonate with enough people.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.